high taxes, and an ever-growing disparity between those who have money and those who don't. Whole segments of the population being taken advantage of with below market wages. Foreign powers meddling in the governments of other nations. And a justice system that cannot be counted on to give justice to those who are the most vulnerable and at risk in society. Sounds a little bit like one of the many political ads on TV these days as the date of our federal election quickly approaches tomorrow. But it could just as easily describe the first century world of Jesus and his disciples. And it's into this setting that Jesus speaks today in the reading from the Gospel of Luke, into a time and a place where people were longing for God's justice to rain down on the earth and for God's kingdom to come, where they were longing for it so much that they were prepared to take it by force, or at least to crown Jesus as the Messiah so that they hoped he could overthrow the oppressive foreign power that was controlling taxes, setting up their own puppet rulers, and exploiting people in direct opposition to God's laws. And those folks, both present on the road to Jerusalem with Jesus and reading this account in the decades immediately following Jesus' presence on earth, they were convinced that the kingdom was coming soon. But in the meantime, in this time between now and Jesus' return and the establishment of God's kingdom on earth, what, they wanted to know, are we supposed to do about all of this injustice that we still see around us everywhere? How are we to keep heart? How are we to have faith? Questions we may well still ask ourselves 2,000 years later and still in that in-between time. In answer, Jesus tells a story. It's one of those stories told by Jesus that can mean so many different things at once. Each time you hear it, there's something new, something different, something both reassuring and unsettling. The story is simple. There's two characters, a judge and a widow. A person of great power and influence, and a woman who is among the most disadvantaged in society. And the widow is like that earworm to the judge, like one of those songs that you just can't get out of your head no matter how hard you try. And she's continually seeking him out again and again, constantly getting in his face and in his head to beg for and to demand justice for herself. The judge, it seems, could care less. One wonders if he even follows the law, or if it's really all about his own profit and power. But in the end, the persistence of the widow wears him down, and he relents, giving her justice. In the end, justice triumphs. One way we look at it, we see God as the opposite of this unjust judge, a caring and compassionate God who will grant justice to those that he loves, and the widow as a tenacious and persevering person who continues on in her petitions without fail, even when she's denied justice for so long, even when her requests meet only silence for so long. And so that's not to say that it isn't disheartening to persist in prayer and yet not receive any answer right away. The work of prayer is hard. And we, like the widow, have to make the decision to continue on in the face of injustice every day. Will I keep asking? Dare I risk myself further? Do I still believe that God's justice will prevail? But Jesus' final question is also a declaration. The Son of Man will come. justice will prevail. We may not know the day or the hour, but it will arrive at the end, and your faith is not in vain. So take heart. Follow the persistent widow's lead and take heart. There's also another way that we can look at this story. It might seem like a bit of a stretch, but I think that there is something for us to consider today. What if we're not the widow in the parable? What if we're not the widow and God is not the just version of the unjust judge? What if we are the judge and God is the widow? What if God is the persistent, pleading widow who is constantly banging at the window and like that earworm constantly in our heads, seeking our attention? What if we are sometimes the judge and God is seeking our attention, that we would attend to the pain and the grief and the injustice in the world around us? Does that ring true at all? Does that ever sound like our experiences? Does God ever bang on our door and demand our attention on the things that matter to God? What if we, in addition to being asked to remain faithful and persistent in prayer, are also being asked to open our hearts to the pain and the injustice around us, that we might be God's hands and God's feet in using our positions of privilege to bring health and justice and love to those around us? I know one way we're being asked to exercise that privilege. For those of us who are eligible to vote, we have that opportunity to do so tomorrow if we haven't already gone to the advance polls. So vote. I won't tell you who to vote for, but I will encourage you to vote and to choose compassion and choose love in the same way that Jesus chooses compassion and love. Because that's what God's justice often looks like. It looks like compassion and love. The scriptures attest to the fact that God not only hears the cries of the helpless, but God is in their cries. That God dwells with those who are unseen, unheard, unloved, and unwanted. All throughout scriptures, God is the widow crying out for justice, whether it be Ruth or Tamar or Naomi, or one of those many unnamed widows throughout the scriptural tradition. God is the widow crying out for justice and pleading for us to listen, to care, and to keep seeking justice on her behalf. And our persisting in prayer not only wears down the judge, but it wears down our inner judge. As we persist in prayer for God's love and God's justice, our own hearts are softened. The obstacles we place in front of God are dismantled, and God's love is allowed to illuminate and shine. When the Son of Man comes, Jesus asks at the end of the parable, will he find faith on earth? Will he find in us the faith that persists? Will he find faith that loves? Will he find faith that holds on? Your kingdom come, God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.